Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Mothra versus Godzilla.
1964.
Yeah, this is episode 100.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad. Weird. It's good that we made a special one for 100.
It's weird because, like, I feel like there's no way we've done 100 of these, but at the same time, like, it kind of feels like we have. I don't know. It's weird.
It went pretty fast. It felt like it went pretty fast to knock out 100 for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, considering that we release them every other week,
right?
It's like, have we really been doing it that long?
4 years.
That's crazy. Up
before. I don't even like it's like I'm so glad we're doing it every other week.
I think instead of weekly,
yeah. I think we wouldn't have made it to like 50.
No. Yeah,
it's... and it's I don't know, and it gives us time to like get a good buffer and then take a break.
Yeah, I don't know if our households could handle so much monster movie viewing.
Yeah.
Because they get enough as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
And if we had to do it weekly, it would feel more like a job.
Right.
And I still, having fun watching these movies.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I was like, when we first started, I asked if you wanted to do it. I'm like, you could leave at any time, no, there's no like sort of requirement to stick around. If you need to take off, I could either find another host or we could just squash it. But it's like the pacing of the every other week and how we record it is it's like if we record a bunch, I kind of start getting like, oh man, this is too much, but then we'll get a longer break and then I'll start like getting excited and I'll start getting texts from you about like kaiju stuff that's going on, and then we get excited again, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, but I think just because the way it definitely expanded what we knew was out there,
right?
And and just the way that just getting into these movies, just I mean, there's still so much like we've barely scratched the surface sometimes when suddenly I'll hear about something and I'll be like, what is this? And then I'll send you like what we were looking at, that Kaiju Busca the other day, and I was like, where is this? It's just so much out there.
Yeah, and it was like something that like Japan has been in love with for like decades.
Yeah.
But it was only series, on one like season.
And TV series. Yeah. So many TV series out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about, like, I know we have one more Godzilla movie to talk about. before we're done. This feels like the last one, the last Godzilla movie.
It's the opposite of expectations. Like, this one was highly anticipated for us, and the other one, there's a little bit of dread behind it because where on the street is it's gonna suck.
Right. I feel like what's like for me, this movie, because we've seen so many other Mothra movies, I felt like this was just kind of a plain movie, like just kind of a whatever movie. It was good, but I feel like, oh, like we've seen all of this already. But that's not the fault of the movie. It's I think it's the way we watched it, what order we watched them in. But but
I love this movie.
Yeah,
this is my favorite Mothra.
Really?
Like
as far as like, wait, like the design,
the puppeteering.
Yeah.
Like, he was aggressive. He was really, like, going for it.
It was like...
she.
There's a thing. I watched Godzilla versus The Thing, which was the Americanized version.
Yeah.
And you watched the original Japanese version. In the American version, it's a he.
I didn't pay attention. I just knew Mothra had an egg, so... I didn't quite pay attention to... what pronouns they used for Mothra?
Well, in mine, they used he, and they called it Modra, M-O-D-R-A, or they called it The Thing. And within the same scene, they would just switch back and forth what they would call it.
So okay.
It was just weird. It was weird. I looked up the differences because I'm like, I'm going to watch this version. And then I'll look at the differences. There was some sort of a missile sequence in the American version, is there a part where the United States launches ships and missiles from ships to target Godzilla on a beach? Godzilla walking along a beach with sand exploding around him?
There is a shot of Godzilla walking along the beach, but I don't remember that being the Americans sending himself at him.
Yeah, they have like a whole sequence. So that's the major difference. Other than that, there's like a couple of shots of like blood or violence that was cut from the American version because it was too violent for American censors. So okay. I guess someone gets to get shot in the head.
Okay.
So that wasn't in the shot in the head wasn't in the American version. But other than that, everything's the same. But I guess hunt down that missile assault from the Americans.
Okay.
Cause it's like Saving Private Ryan, where it's just like these explosions of sand and it's like flying all around Godzilla. It's cool.
All right.
I just found that out. So you love this movie.
I liked it a lot. I watched Japanese. Some of the Japanese credits were subtitled. Some of them were not. The opening, it started with some really great model work when they were destroying that city with the waves and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like this definitely has like some of the best model work of this era.
Yeah. This model work is great.
Because I feel like when we watch like War of the Gargantuas and Varian and some of these other like Frankenstein Conquers the World, where we're like, man, their models are so good. They don't look as good as like the Godzilla movies. And you kind of want them to be that good. And I feel like this actually fits that bill. I feel like it is on par with those.
Some of the stuff was like some of the composites where you're kind of limited to, I guess, the year it was in a way where like Godzilla in the background was kind of blue and really grainy.
Right.
And kind of wiggly. Or there's another part with like when the peanuts are sitting there and they're talking. And it almost looked like the hat was moving on their heads in a way.
Yeah, because the mat wasn't lining up or something.
Yeah, there was a few things that were like that are a little weird. But I was into it. I kind of liked everything. And I just, this is the look of Godzilla I like a lot. You know, the types of movies, the grain, like the way these movies look. And and then this Godzilla design I like a lot. This is... eyelids Godzilla.
Right.
And he's definitely iconic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like it's what's funny is like because you're not the hugest Mothra fan.
No.
And as soon as I saw Mothra show up, like her hair is all messy. Mm-hmm. She looks real kind of ratty, almost like she's like dragged through like the garbage or something. And I'm like, oh man, I wonder what Jorge's gonna think of this because it almost looks like almost kind of half-assed built. But
I felt like they brought out the old model,
yeah,
and it just had some wear on it. But yeah. This is what we're gonna use.
It kind of looked like
kind of gave it a certain warmth that kind of gave it a certain like practicalness. And it's just like, we're making this movie. Like there's a lot of little things they had to do to cut corners or to make things work, create a lot of action sequences, especially in the kaiju fights.
Yeah.
But, I forgave them all because I kind of liked them. There was a charm behind it.
Yeah.
And it's, it's like he's got skills.
Yeah. And just looks scrappy. Something was scrappy about it.
Really scrappy. Like really scrappy without necessarily like breaking the skin, but scrappy and like just busy.
Yeah. Normally like Mothra is usually like very like pretty and well done and well manicured and sleek and all these things, but this just looked like the first shot where it's like sitting on that hill and like the wings aren't really, the wings aren't really in sync. They're kind of like moving like independently of each other. Like I was just like, okay, this thing's like been through the shit.
But and Mothra's dying right now too. So that, that just kind of adds to it in a way.
Well, that's the thing is like Mothra, it's funny cause like Mothra is always dying. Like, I feel like that's what, where I feel like it was kind of, it kind of suffered from us watching this one last, even though this was the first like Mothra versus Godzilla. This is, I think the second Mothra movie, I'm assuming there was Mothra and then this one, was that it's a lot of the sort of the same beats. We like this started the formula, but we're watching it last, so it's like the formula we've seen, where Mothra dies and then the egg hatches and stuff. Super surprised. I don't know why this surprised me at all. I think it was just so well done. Was when the egg actually hatches,
and there's twins.
There's two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, I guess we shouldn't call those other people the Mothra twins. Because Mothra hatches twins all the time.
Right. But it was, that shot was so well done where it just looks like forever. The one coming out and then you see the second one pop out. It was like, oh, that's perfect. That's so perfect. Speaking of the Mothra egg, we have a price tag on it.
Yeah. So, okay. So, first of all, speaking of those eggs, the running gag of the guy who's eating eggs throughout the whole movie.
You know what? I didn't even think about it. Like I was so fixated on how weird it was to eat an egg like that.
Yeah.
That well, it didn't even occur to me that he
it
was
started
like,
at the very beginning when they're like, oh, they found an egg and he's eating an egg at the thing and he looks at it going, but then throughout the movie, he keeps showing up with eggs and he's eating eggs.
Like that's all he does, eat eggs.
It's like, oh, we found an egg. Wait a minute. I'm eating an egg right now. So that Happy Enterprises bought the egg. They paid 1,224,560 yen.
Got it.
So
because
I immediately went to do the math. Wait, because what?
Because that's how much. Okay, so they were like, okay, if one egg, if you go to the market and buy one egg, it costs blank amount of money. And this egg is the equivalent of like, what was it, like 900,000
eggs.
That's
how they mathed that out is what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so then this was curious because I wanted to find out how much that was worth in dollars at the time.
Okay.
And then how much that would be worth now. But what I discovered, first of all, that was really hard to find 1964 value of the yen because it would keep telling me how much 1,964 yen is worth in dollars.
Okay.
Because it was trying to figure out that Google. But then I found it. And in 1964, that much yen, 1,224,560, would be worth 3,401.56 cents in dollars back in 1964.
Okay.
So if you had that much money in dollars, today would be worth 28,559.94 cents in American dollars. This is based on the American inflation.
Yeah.
However, and now this is where it gets real nerdy. However, if you kept that 1,224,560 yen in yen with the inflation in Japan,
okay,
it would today be worth 5,620,463.31 whatever the cents of yen is.
Got it.
Which in American dollars would then be worth $53,669.95. So
okay,
it was worth more in Japan than in America.
Okay.
It was a lot to go down a rabbit hole with, but at some point I was like, I'm pot committed. I got to get through this whole thing and find out how much these are worth.
So is it for you? Is that a good price? If you had a Mothra egg.
It's a giant Mothra egg.
Yeah.
Selling one?
Yeah, someone says it's 53,000. You have a Mothra 50, egg.
53,000 for that egg. It's a big egg.
Yeah. Okay. If you
here's the thing is, you gotta, well, I think
let's say you sell it. How pissed are you when you find out there's two larvae in it?
The thing is, I don't know. it's impossible to own two giant moth larvae.
But
oh, you mean like, oh, I should have gotten double?
Yeah.
No, but I think you just you sell. You find someone who wants to buy that egg. You sell that egg because you know that egg is going to crack at some point.
Yeah.
And they're going to be stuck with just eggshell.
Dealing with it. Yeah. Especially if you know what's inside. Like, if you know if it's a moth or egg, you're like, okay, yeah, I'll sell it. I'm going to get this off the my thing hands. Is, if they don't know what it is, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, to me, I think the safest thing that it could be is a moth or egg. And anything else would be 100 times more dangerous.
Right. Right. I feel like, but he sold it to like a corporation, right?
Happy Enterprises.
Yeah, I would feel like selling it to like.
It's not sure exactly what Happy Enterprises, what the industry of Happy Enterprises is. It's not really quite clear.
No.
Unless they're egg producers.
Right. There's a company right now called Happy Eggs. I think that's the brand we get.
It is.
Because it's like cage-free and all that stuff.
And so they built the Happy Center, which is where they were going to incubate the egg in that giant greenhouse thing.
Amazing.
It's a beautiful, beautiful model. It had like saran wrap around it.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. Like, that's what's great is they can probably control. Well, I guess they can't. I was going to say they can. If they want to incubate it, they can. If they want to freeze it, they probably could too. But then I don't know what you're doing with it at that point.
Yeah, and if you freeze it, you don't know if you'll be able to bring it back. I mean, in that thing, yeah I don't know.
Did you hear about those prehistoric worms?
No.
In the news?
No.
So they found like these prehistoric worms or something.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't know the exact story, but the scientist thawed out like 20 of them and something like, three of them survived, or like three of them started moving again, and they're like 30,000-year-old worms.
Wow. And then they like kill them right away because they're too scared of what might happen?
I don't know, but I was like, oh my gosh, like that's, like if Mothra happens,
yeah,
and you freeze them, I don't know. The least you can do is freeze it so nothing happens, and then just run tours. I'd pay $10 or something. Go see actual Mothra egg.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a cool looking egg.
Yeah.
And it gets even cooler when they start hitting it with the colored lights when it's about to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we get that story, and then it just kind of transitions to like, oh, basically where the flood happened, they found a bunch of other weird things.
Yeah.
And there's radiation in, like, the ruins of the flood, maybe.
Right.
Or, like, things that they picked up has radiation. So they go down to check out the radiation stuff. And they're like, I don't know, because, like, it's disrupting the rebuilding efforts if they come and start measuring radiation around there. And then we get the reveal of Godzilla, which might be one of my favorite entrances of Godzilla.
The dirt one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First the tail. And he comes out covered in dirt. It's so great.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. Like, I forgot. I didn't remember any of this stuff. I hadn't seen this movie in years. But the tail popping up, it looks like a tentacle. And you're not quite sure what it is because it's like this big, long buildup. And then it pops out. And then, like, once the dust kind of settles, you could tell it's his tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out and he's just, like, covered in dirt. Like, I don't think we've seen that before.
No, not for Godzilla. I mean, there was
like Baragon or something, or Angulus.
Angulus. He came out of the dirt at one point. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like they're so precious with the outfits. I feel like that this movie's kind of fun because they just like
they go for it.
They put it through the shit. Like it was almost it's almost like, okay, this is the last time we're going to use these costumes.
Yeah. There's that
we're going to build a new one for the next one. So let's just go to town.
Yeah. There's a part at the end of the big fight when they lit the mask on fire. Like the head
his
is
face
on
is on fire. Yeah. So there's one of the movies from the 70s. I believe it was the 70s where a bit of Godzilla's face catches on fire for like a second, but this was like deliberate.
Yeah.
It was like this so was funny. Seriously like I'm the sorry. Last time they're gonna use this costume.
I was completing your sentence, like a bit of Godzilla head catches on fire for like a second, and immediately you see an off-camera hand putting it out before yeah. they cut. Yeah, I had this note that I like. It's go home, Godzilla. You're drunk. I love this Godzilla. He's the clumsiest Godzilla. It feels like every building he destroys in this movie was done by mistake. He's like, right. Oh shoot, my tail's caught in this tower. Damn it. And then, oops, trips, fall, break building.
He's like Pluto. He's
not destroying anything on purpose. He's just too big for his own good.
The pagoda, which I believe we've seen in like probably opening credit montages before. That pagoda bit is awesome because first of all, they do the comp shot where you have people running in the foreground and Godzilla's in the background and you're like, oh,
yeah,
that's dumb. Yeah. They're not going to have him knock down buildings, but it's an actual full model pagoda with like a bunch of little roof tiles and stuff and bricks. And then Godzilla just, I don't know if, do you think it was an accident that he fell in? I mean, there's like a big moat for him to fall into. Like it's not ground level.
Oh, so the actor accidentally broke it?
I don't.
I'm sure it was built to be destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the fact that he falls into that little pit, lands on the pagoda, and then starts tearing it apart.
Yeah, he's just he's just so klutzy.
He's like, who the fuck put this here? Starts tearing it down.
I loved it.
Yeah, it. I mean, the model is so good. Like, it's such a well done model that I think it's funny that that's how they decided to destroy it by having him trip on it.
I felt like there was a sense of like making Godzilla an innocent in a way. Like, are they trying to keep Godzilla seem like it's not really his fault, that he's just an innocent? He's just essentially is just an animal, and he doesn't have like necessarily an evil motive of any kind. He just can't help himself because he's just so giant.
I don't know. It's so funny. It's so funny to me that he slips into the hole and... I mean,
all that stuff.
He so hits much. It.
Same thing. He also kind of like trips and kind of like messes up where the Mothra egg is too. It's like he doesn't go like, you know, it's not like we're used to Godzilla sees something and he's like, I gotta fight that. Yeah,
right.
None of that happened. He just, everything was like by accident. Really, Mothra's the aggressor here.
I guess. Yeah. It's bizarre. Like, it's like if it was done purposefully, I think that's hilarious. Like, like to spend all that time working on those models and just to have it be like, okay, you're going to trip here and slide into the side of it. Cause he really hits the side of that thing. Yeah. He's really got a momentum behind it. So,
You know what else could happen is, or how good could he see? In the costume, maybe that could have, he didn't quite hit it head on like he was supposed to. He was like, oh, there it is. Oh, crash.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Because they don't show the transition between him falling on his side onto it and then him breaking it up.
Yeah. And I don't know of any like bonus footage or notes on the making.
I loved it. I thought that was, I mean, that's going to go up on Instagram, that pagoda stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Because just I loved it. Okay, they go to this island, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a Mothra movie, so they go to the island, and there's like bones. There's bones on the island, and behind the main actors, the people on the island, there's a turtle skeleton. Did you notice the turtle skeleton?
No, was it giant?
Yeah, it had like kind of a mushroom shaped back, but I swear to God, the head was moving back and forth of the turtle skeleton.
I might have been looking down, writing notes.
I'll have to. I mean, it's right if you, I don't know if you could bring it up, but it's like, it's right when they show up to the island and see, because there's like dinosaur bones and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the back is this turtle skeleton. I'm going to see if I can't find it because I want you to see it.
What's this? Yeah, man. Some of those Godzilla composites are so blurry in the background.
Okay. Well, they get, hold on. Well, they get a close up of the foot slipping. So that's definitely on purpose. So.
Yeah. He hits his head on it and he takes it out of the pagoda. Like, damn you for hitting my head, pagoda. And then he like tries to balance himself. Like, I'm okay. I got it.
Oh, it definitely moves its head. I don't know how. You must have been writing something down. Hold on. I can't imagine this being different than in the Japanese version. It's on my version, it's like 42 minute mark.
Are you going to cut this out of the podcast?
I'll clip and trim.
Just be like, all right, yo.
Okay. There's the picture. And
there, I'm at Fessing Your Belts We're Landing, so it's going to be right.
Yeah, right when they show up. If it's not there, then that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
And its head's moving back and forth.
Totally moving.
Stop.
Like he goes, oh, move, get still, get, be still.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be. Okay, I'm gonna do it.
I bet that might be like they weren't ready, like, and action, and someone like maybe got out of the way and hit the string that was holding the head, maybe.
Yeah,
because it's definitely swinging back and forth.
So I've just looked up Gamera. Didn't come out until 2 years after this, so I just wanted to see if that was some sort of knock on Gamera, like a turtle skeleton. But it looks like a skeleton, though. It does. Yeah, it doesn't look like just a skeleton, so why would it move unless it's just, yeah. But
yeah, because you can, like, see through the skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what the story of that is, if it's not a mistake.
Or it's a prop. Like, I feel like it's a prop.
Because it
that
doesn't
they add
keep
somewhere.
Moving, but like, oh, it's moving again. Oh, okay. No, it moves more than once.
Okay, so it's on purpose.
Because it moves, and then it stops, and then behind them it moves again.
Huh.
And then we get the natives that are red.
Yes, now. Okay. Natives. We've had our fair share of blackface.
Yeah.
These guys showed up and they're red. Like the color red.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is at least like kind of fantasy sort of. Like it's a weird, like it's a crazy thing. Like in like Kong Skull Island. Like they have turquoise and yellow like dots on their face and stuff. So it's like it's like a weird sort of whatever. But then there's kind of Native American imagery, like headdresses and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh shit. So like
this Polynesian, is Polynesian. A lot of it seemed very Polynesian.
Yeah. And so I was wondering if it was like red face, like Native American.
Oh no, I didn't get that.
Okay. Like almost like it was lost in translation, like oh, we heard like Native Americans are known as the Red Man, and so they're like, "Oh, we'll paint him red."
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know either. It's I prefer red.
yeah, I think of all Native depictions, this might have been the tamest.
Yeah.
Of Infant Island that we've seen.
Yeah, no Afro wigs.
No obvious Afro wigs. It looked like it was just messed up hair, and it seemed like everyone had their own skin tone. No obvious.
Yeah,
skin painting. I didn't catch any of that.
I feel like they seemed a little darker than normal, but I feel like with the red people, I felt like they felt like the Emperor's guards in Star Wars. Like they felt like an elite group that goes out and captures people. So I'm like, okay, well that's kind of cool.
That's
I guess
where they got it.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as we've seen. Maybe we're used to it, but or not. But it wasn't as bad as what
I feel. Yeah, it's like I'm not going to apologize for it.
No,
but it did not. I've seen worse.
Yeah,
I mean, they still have spears. They still have, you know, there's still stuff that's You're like, I don't know, but I don't know how else you would do this anyways. And it's just, yeah. So it's like, all right, well, this isn't as bad as, you know.
I think the red also kind of lends to more of a fantasy version of natives.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah.
It's not, yeah. I don't know. It was okay. Okay, moving on. My next note was Godzilla on fire.
All right. My next note was, come on, sing the hits.
Yeah, good ones.
Because I was like, they were singing a song, and I was like, that's not the song we want to hear.
Yeah.
And then finally they did sing it.
Yeah, the Peanuts. I kind of wish that they would just, instead of calling them the Mothra Twins or the Cosmos, we just called them the Peanuts.
Yeah, well, it's like, but then it'd be like the Peanuts as themselves.
Yeah, but I like that name. I like their hats too.
Yeah, I'm glad they were selected for this job because it worked pretty great.
Yeah.
My next note is Godzilla versus the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great scene.
Right.
All those little
good model work.
Really cool.
So there was my favorite miniature in the movie was this sort of town that's along the water. It's like a hillside town that goes along the water. And of course, Godzilla was walking down this hill, stumbling all the way to the buildings. It was like sloped. And so he's like trying to walk down it. And he literally looked like a drunk.
Yeah. I wrote, it's like Godzilla's destroying everything by accident.
Yeah. But I thought that town looked cool. Like, that's something we would see in, like, Gargantua's, like a little town.
Yeah.
With a bunch of, like, a little village, like a little fishing village on a hill. And it was fun because we normally just see Godzilla on flat ground, but to watch him try to, like, get down in there was really fun to watch. Two larva reveal was great.
Oh. So he destroys the incubator thing. I like the Mothra puppeteering. I like the way that they work the hands a lot. Like Mothra's legs are pretty great. So much, a lot more movement than I'm used to. And then she grabs Godzilla by the tail and drags him. and then they did this whole thing where they, like, this is one of the things where it's kind of like they did a little cheat on it. Basically, they played a lot with the speed of the film, and they would like speed up and reverse the film to kind of like, you would see like the same scene and then kind of like do like a boomerang of the same footage, just then running the opposite direction to create this big fight. Or that's basically when Mothra's like powdering Godzilla with her quote unquote poison pollen.
Yeah. Another difference I heard from my version, your version, is they cut out the shots of the puppet Godzilla because they thought it looked too fake.
Oh.
So I didn't get the little puppet Godzilla.
Oh, that was great.
I've seen it before.
They cut them together well, I think, because the puppet Godzilla was to fight the puppet Mothra.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like when you're playing with two monsters fighting as toys and you just kind of smash them into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like that, but I kind of liked it.
There's a part where the dude is in the building and it gets crushed and he's like covered in like lumber.
Yeah.
And then there's like one gigantic Lincoln log. Did you notice that? Do they really use logs like that? Like Lincoln logs where it's like
that are cut with notches?
Yeah.
I think to make log cabins, they kind of do.
Because there was one of those in all the wood he was covered in.
Right. So that's the guy who's trying to, because there's the school children that we had to save.
Yeah. I didn't care for that.
You did it?
The tacked on sort of kid plot.
Well, it created a moment of suspense that out of that, you know, Godzilla, we knew Godzilla was headed to the island and that island didn't have people, but says, no, there's like a school there and there's like 10 kids there.
Right.
And that guy was, he's like, we have to go in the boat. And then they're like, we have to run because Godzilla's here. And then after they pull him out from the rubble, he's like, we got to go save these children. And it kind of became this thing of like, I kind of like that. You know, it's like, you know, this is important. It's kind of like in a, do you remember in Shin Godzilla when they evacuate the entire town and they're gonna blow up the town?
Yeah.
And then like, oh no, wait, there's like a guy.
There's like an old man on the train tracks.
Yeah, there's like one. Or, there's like a, there's, wait, there's two people left. Stop. Call off the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like all life is precious. It's, it was very much like that.
Yeah. There's a couple of shots where it was noticeable where the larva, you could see the wheels underneath.
Oh,
like
I saw a lot of like fishing wire in different parts, but I did notice that.
Yeah.
I want to know what they used to spray back then to be
right.
The webbing, because it's better than silly string. Like, cause it kind of, it floated like on the air really nicely as it kind of like came down on him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really well done.
Yeah. And then they have the stuff that kind of looks like Halloween cobwebs around Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked, and then they end up, there's a piece that's actually like a costume that's like more opaque and solid. But I liked the whole bit of the Mothra larvae were like sneaking up on Godzilla. Yeah. So it'd be like they'd move a little bit in silence and they're like kind of signal to each other and getting in position to make their move.
Yeah, that one, and found then, that little cave, that little,
yeah, and it goes through, and then they were like shoot him with some webbing and then duck behind the rock because they knew he was coming after them next. Mm-hmm. Then they come back out again, and I liked it. The one that bites the tail.
Yeah, classic. The classic maneuver. As the actor in the Godzilla suit, like, I feel like I would be claustrophobic as it is. But then to have that webbing stuff around also, I don't think I'd be able to handle that. It's just too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever want to be, like, mummy wrapped or anything like that. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, sleeping bags. Like, I always have to, like, unzip it all the way. I just treat it like a taco instead of a burrito. Because I can't. Just having your arms constricted like that, I would not be able to handle it. Ugh, yeah, I don't like it. But it still looks cool. It's like, we've seen it before, but there's something, yeah, I don't know what they're using to where they make it kind of float down and land on Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's like a proto silly string or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just like spun. Like maybe it's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
This Godzilla, sure, look it up. This Godzilla is still Haru Nakajima. So.
Yeah. Ugh, I couldn't get in there. A, I don't think I would be able to get in Godzilla and be in there very long. But then to be wrapped up like that, I guess he wouldn't notice, but still.
Yeah, and he just kind of like stumbles into the water after he gets wrapped up, and that kind of takes care of him for the movie, and it's like, yeah. You know.
Well, it's kind of nice because we all know he's going to come back.
Right.
So don't stop trying to pretend he's going to die.
Another thing is like, was Godzilla melting the rocks?
I don't know.
He'd shoot atomic breath, and it was like the rocks were melting. Basically, it was the same shot a couple times.
Yeah.
It's just like a melting rock.
I guess so. If it's atomic, I mean, if they have enough heat on it, why not? I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
It's just weird because it just deflated. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, it was kind of a weird thing to see.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, we have this melting rock effect. All right, we'll use it twice.
But we only have one pagoda.
Yeah. I like this movie a lot.
You like it more than Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla?
You mean as far as top five go?
Yeah.
Well, you seem to not feel it should breach the top five. Now, it's interesting because you're looking at it in a sense of slightly burnt out way at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The way you talked about it, like, you're like, maybe if I hadn't been so overexposed to Mothra's,
right,
you would like it more, which is interesting because, like, I like this. This is like Rodan level for me.
Wow. Because I feel like this set a trend that we've already seen. You know, we've seen what this caused.
I mean, like, I dug the story. Mothra. I dug I mean, I was like, I was watching going like, man, I'm really into this right now. And I love the look. I love the Godzilla.
It's the perfect timing.
I love the Mothra in this. There's so much that's really great right now about this movie. And I was like starting to kind of trying to play it against the movies that are in the top five. The aliens, I still love those aliens and Astro Monster, though.
Oh, yeah.
And just because that added piece of plot is great, that I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's not there, but
Mechagodzilla,
it could definitely be. If it's not, if it doesn't make our collective top five, it's I'm making almost your positive it's going to be
your number six.
My six through tens, yeah, probably ten, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the top five: Rodan, Monster Zero, Frankenstein, Conquers the World, Destroy All Monsters, and Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. They're tough, man. The Godzilla movies are awesome. You know, what do you? It's tough.
Yeah, I'd put it.
But see,
no,
put
it, you know, because like, you know, this is also the movie I'd be like, if anyone asked me, what's a good Godzilla movie to start with, I'd say start here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It has the best, like everything great about Godzilla, and it's not the funny stuff isn't hokey funny. It's right. It's not like goofy. There's not like, you know, the guy who's the funny guy is just a guy who eats a lot of eggs.
Yeah, he's not over the top.
That's and annoying. It. There's another part where the guy hits his head on the table when they're all under the table, and then they go, oh, boom, and they kind of like smack their head on it. And it doesn't stay there with like, boom, ooh, any extra. It just,
right.
He hits his head on the table, and we're in the cut, and we're gone to the next scene.
But...
I knew
Ape aliens, Mechagodzilla, and King Caesar. It's tough.
I would, if this was my own list, I'd probably put it at three even.
Wow. Is that where Conquers the World Frankenstein goes?
Yeah, it would bump Frankenstein down one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You should probably rewatch Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the time of year.
Oh, yeah. I guess when we question this top five, we should watch all these movies. Just to make sure that they hold up. But, yeah, I'm going to have to look at... Because I haven't looked at my top... My 6 through 10 in a while to find out exactly...
I haven't started mine.
How they hold up. Oh, really?
I'm afraid to. Like, I feel like...
I feel like I did mine a year ago.
I think we'll be safe. I think for the rest of this run.
Yeah, that nothing else is going to show up on it. It's going to challenge anything.
Right. At least my top 10.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But I should really start looking. I have a basic idea. I have a basic idea of what I want in there. And I think, yeah. We'll see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more episodes. 1, 2, 3, 3 more episodes and then our finale. So we'll see. I should probably start compiling that. There's so much that we covered. I mean, 100 regular episodes, and I think there's like 5 bonus episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of which, I heard there's a Meg 2 coming out. They're starting production on Meg 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm hoping they make it goofy.
Okay.
Because the first one they tried, I don't know. You can go back and listen to it, but I feel like the first Meg maybe took itself too seriously, considering it was a gigantic shark movie. I don't know. More fun. I want more fun movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I don't think it cracks my top five, but...
Okay.
Because
you had... There's another movie that you really liked that you thought would crack your top five, and I was like, no way.
That Gamera movie.
This last one?
Yeah. The one with the little kid?
It's good. It's good. Yeah, I like that one, too.
We'll see.
Not top five.
But yeah, I have some... I have two contenders. Well, one's a Gamera movie and the other's another movie that I loved that is definitely going in my 10. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm excited. Ready to get into next week's episode?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Or next week. There's no next week episode. In 2 weeks.
Right.
That's the format.
You say that a few times before too.
I know. Next episode will be The Clash of the Titans. Which is the remake one. This was 1981? The final Ray Harryhausen movie. So, yeah, watch that. We should have a link over at kaijupod.com where you can also get links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Is it The Clash of the Titans?
I think it's just Clash. I think it's Clash of the Titans.
It's just Clash, right?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Man, I loved that movie as a kid.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about it. And I took zero notes. I mean, I will take zero notes when I watch it.
Okay.
Before next episode.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right,
I didn't watch it yet. Right. Cool. Yeah. That's all I have. Yeah. That's awesome. The end. 100 episodes. So until next time.
Oh shoot!
I'm gonna go eat an egg.
I always forget that we do this. What?
I'm gonna go eat it. Yeah, I'm gonna go eat an egg.
I'm going to go and.
Field trip to Infant Island.
No, too scared. Too scared. He says he natives. I don't want to go help. Gonna go.
You could go be a missionary and set things straight over there.
Go get in one of those fishing boats and reel the egg in.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat the egg. Indomu Lusto Willado Hamba Hamba Muyang Landa Banguradan Tonju Kanda Kasaku